KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 18. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, January 24th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Ferguson Funeral Home, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be a nice day today. We'll have lots of sunshine with a high about 60. Longtime Chickasha school administrator Pete Bush resigns. The story tops today's cool news.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Pete Bush has resigned his post as Transportation and Maintenance Director for Chickasha Public Schools. His attorney announcing the decision to a crowd attending a special meeting of the Chickasha School Board last night. Bush's attorney, Woody Glass, telling Cool News.
Lawyers on both sides involved in this situation. We are always faced with opportunities to find resolutions rather than polarizing positions. And so we had some discussions from the very beginning about a meaningful way to bring everyone closer together. And it wasn't just this evening. I mean, there had been discussions ongoing since the very beginning stages of receiving notice of the termination.
The school board unanimously accepted Bush's resignation, which is effective immediately. The announcement made following a two-hour closed-door session between the school board, Bush, and their respective attorneys. In a statement to the crowd, Glass said neither Bush nor the school board wanted to be a sword that caused a division within the district or the community. There was no public hearing held that was on the agenda. They went right to executive session, so no details of the embezzlement allegation against Bush were revealed. Now, many of those attending last night's meeting disappointed to hear of Bush's resignation, many of them current and former students involved in the school's archery program that Bush started from scratch a number of years ago. The archery program has continued without a supervision over the last month or so as other coaches have stepped in to fill the void. No financial terms of Bush's resignation were made available. Bush, among several school employees suspended last month over allegations of embezzlement and failure to report child abuse. One of them, Pam Huggins, has a due process hearing next Monday with the school board. Another, Johannes Brown, has been reinstated. Now, supporters of the suspended employees say they were targeted by administrators when they cited irregularities with the controversial personalized learning curriculum. The Chickasha School Board back to a full five members now. The panel appointing Shauna Covington to fill the vacancy left when the board president, Chris Ludwell, resigned last week. Covington's appointment is good for a year. She will have to run for the seat in next year's school election. Cool News Time, 7:05. More news coming right up.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
A group of Chickasha citizens petitioning for a state audit of school finances continues gathering signatures to try to bring the state auditor in to look at the school's financial records. Lori Allen, one of those coordinators, she says they need about 800 verified signatures on the petition in order to bring in the state office. The group is looking at about 1,100 total signatures on their petition before taking it up to the state capitol. Some signatures will likely be nullified if individuals who don't live within the school district boundary sign the document. The group has until February 5th to submit their petition. A new primary crime investigator in place with the Grady County Sheriff's Office, Corporal Justin Johnson, elevated to that post. He takes over for Phil Blevins, who was recently promoted to undersheriff. Johnson has about 15 years' experience in law enforcement, beginning as a detention officer at the Canadian County Jail and as a reserve officer with the Minco Police Department. Johnson's been with the Grady County Sheriff's Office for 5 years, starting as a reserve and working his way into the full-time role in 2014. The extremely dry weather has not been good for Oklahoma's winter wheat crop. Mark Jackson with the Grady County Farm Service Agency says producers should take a look at its condition and consider filing a notice of loss.
NAP insurance requires a notice of loss be filed within 15 days of the disaster or when the loss is apparent. With drought, there is no definite date of disaster, but losses are likely apparent today.
Jackson said the fall-winter wheat pasture season ends March 15th, so the final date to file a notice of loss would be March 30th, but he said a notice of loss can be filed at any time before that March 30th deadline. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $64.47 a barrel. London-based Brent crude up to $69.96. Natural gas up to $3.44 per million BTU is a one-year high. And gold was up to $1,354. Silver back over $17 to $17.24. Our weather forecast, sunny and mild today. We'll have a high about 60 this afternoon and not a whole lot of wind to deal with today. Pretty chilly this morning, though. It's fair and 18. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick and Lady Chick basketball team dropping their Canadian Valley Conference games to Blanchard at the CHS Sports Arena last night. Blanchard boys win 55-35. Blanchard girls win 48-25. Other scores from the region, AMPO sweeps Verdon yesterday. AMPO boys win 43-28. The girls won 63-22. And Minco takes two from Alec yesterday. The boys win 59-48. The girls won 64-56. Speaking of Alec, they will be opening up their brand new gymnasium this Friday night, and we'll be broadcasting the first games from the field house there. Alec taking on Walters Friday night. Those games right here on Cool 105.5. Anadarko sweeps Clinton yesterday. The Anadarko boys, 81 points last night, 81-54 over the Red Tornadoes. Darko girls win at 63-31. The OU Sooners rally from a 10-point second-half deficit to beat number 5 Kansas 85-80 in Norman last night. Trey Young, 26 points, 9 assists. The Sooners have 4 wins against top 10 teams this season. That ties a school record. And despite having a double-digit lead near halftime in Lubbock, Texas last night, the Oklahoma State Cowboys fall to the 14th-ranked Red Raiders, 75-70. Tonight, the OU women host Kansas at the Lloyd Noble Center. The OSU Cowgirls up at Gallagher-Ibid tonight, hosting Iowa State. And the Oklahoma City Thunder have a rally of their own, coming back from a 15-point second-half deficit to beat Brooklyn in the final seconds of the game, 109-108. Russell Westbrook with the game-winning basket with 3.3 seconds left. Westbrook had 32 points. Paul George added 28. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all sponsored by First National Bank and Trust, Ferguson Funeral Home, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.